30 years ago, the development of the Universal Product Code, or barcode, changed the way businesses keep track of their products. Now, science and industry are rolling out the next evolutionary step. It's called radio frequency identification. RFID technology can attach a tiny tracking device to even the smallest item. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that these devices appear to be perfect for controlling inventory, but also for potentially invading consumers' privacy.
If you're the manufacturer of small retail items like razor blades, life is full of stress. You're constantly losing track of your products. They get stolen or lost, and you seldom know whether suppliers need more blades until they've already run out. That's why Paul Fox of Gillette says his company has always longed for the perfect tracking system
that will allow you to identify a product at item level. So every product becomes unique in that respect. And also, it can do that by transmitting its data. It doesn't require to be scanned.
RFID can do all that. The chips can be as small as a grain of sand, and now they cost just pennies to produce. The device needs no power of its own. Sanjay Sarma of MIT's Auto ID Center says the chip perks up when it gets within a few feet of a scanner.
And then it reflects back a signal to the reader, kind of like a mirror on a sunny day. It doesn't actually ever transmit, you see?
When the checker at the grocery store scans your barcodes, the supermarket only knows you bought, say, razor blades. Paul Fox of Gillette says RFID technology will assign a unique number to each item or package.
What it allows you to do is track the product as it moves through your supply chain so you know where it is, what it is, how much of it you've got, and where it should be.
But if manufacturers are eager to follow every razor blade, every article of clothing from factory to home, some consumers would rather not be part of that process. Catherine Albrecht says RFID's unique tracking ability will allow manufacturers to link consumers to every purchase.
In the long run, it would be a simple matter for those product identification code numbers to serve as registration numbers, in essence, registering physical items to their owners or purchasers.
Albrecht has started a group called Consumers Against Privacy Invasion and Numbering, or Caspian. She says she can already see the ultimate privacy nightmare coming. Clothing giant Benetton is thinking about sticking millions of RFID chips into its merchandise. Albrecht says consumers who carry these chips around in their clothes would be beaming out personal information to marketers. At a minimum, Albrecht says, consumers should be allowed to avoid possible surveillance.
We would like to see a label on every product containing one of these chips clearly stating, warning, this product can be remotely tracked because it contains an RFID chip. I think that right off the bat, that would be enough to scare most consumers away from these products, and rightly so.
Manufacturers say they're still getting the bugs out of the technology, and privacy concerns are on the top of their list of things to address. Some companies have said they would allow consumers to deactivate the chips the moment the consumer buys the item. Researcher Sanjay Sarma says privacy-minded consumers could choose to opt out, but some people might want to keep their chips alive to allow food items, for example, to talk to smart appliances.
And if they opt in, they have all these downstream benefits that they could extract from this technology. You know, it could be anything from your refrigerator ordering milk for your, or telling you that, you know, that beef has gone bad.
Privacy advocates want a moratorium on RFID technology to give consumers time to get as smart as the products they're buying. Larry Abramson, NPR News.